Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on KQWC Radio. This coming Saturday brings another program of Iowa History at the Mulberry Center Church at Wilson Brewer Park. It's my pleasure to start speaking with Dr. Ed Epperle from, also in Northeast Iowa, from the Decorah area. He'll present a program about the unsolved Villisca Axe murder. And Dr. Epperle, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, I'm happy to.
Indeed. So let's talk about what made you interested in this study about this murder that occurred well over 115, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I grew up about 100 miles from Villisca, and I'm really quite old, and so it was still young when I heard about it. I heard about it as a kid, and went to Iowa State Teachers College, UNI. In the 1950s, where I and two friends, we were seniors and taking a course in Iowa history. We're all three history majors, and suggested to our instructor, could we go to Villisca and study the case, interview people, and look at records and things like that, rather than just writing the paper out of the library research. And she okayed that, and we did it. And I got interested in the case, and for the rest of my life, I've treated it as a kind of a hobby, I guess. I have followed it and continued to research it. And finally, in, I guess it was 21, I wrote a book, Fiend Incarnate, The Story of the 1912 Villisca Axe Murder. And on the basis of that, I've done touring around Iowa, going to libraries primarily, but occasionally another location. And I spend about an hour talking about the case and then save a little time for questions from the audience, which is really more enjoyable, I think, than my presentation. But we need a little background before we start asking questions, and so that's kind of what's coming.
And this is a mystery that has just remains with us for well over 120 years. So, what was the most impressive question there, Ed, that you received in your presentations around the state?
The questions are getting better now because in the last 25 years, there's been quite a burst of interest in true crime. So there's a lot of people on the internet that podcasts and things like that, and Villisca is featured in some of those. So and also the house now has been opened. The house remains, and it's been restored to what it was in 1912. And so there are generally people in the audience who have gone to Villisca and gone through the house, and they can ask quite sophisticated questions about, do you think the killer hid in the closets? One theory is that the closets and the upstairs were the killer had hidden there and then came out, because a lot of people cannot figure out how he moved around in what is really a relatively small house and killed eight people without anybody waking up. But that's apparently what happened, because the resulting blood from the axe blows are all concentrated at the heads of the bed. He killed a husband and wife and their four children and two neighbor girls who were visiting that night. It was on a Sunday night that he struck, and it was discovered on Monday morning.
And the case is still unsolved today. If I remember correct, Ed, isn't the home open? Can people spend the night there? Am I right on
they
that?
They can, yes. It was opened first by a couple from the area. They had both graduated from Villisca High School and remained in the area. And They had a museum uptown in Villisca, a relatively small, couple of cars and old artifacts they had collected. And they thought that the house tour of the murder house would be a attractive thing. And so when it came up for sale, this would have been in the 1990s, they bought it. And then they returned it as best they could to 1912. They took off the modern siding, and they also took out the electricity, took out the plumbing, and they let you could go on a guided tour during the day, but at night you could lease the house for from, I believe it was 8 o'clock until 6 the next morning, and stay in the house overnight. They appealed to the paranormal faction, groups of people who think that the house is haunted and so on. And then they have gotten old, like all of us, and they retired, but they sold it to a commercial firm, a corporation. I don't know very much about that corporation, but they are buying up as best they can places that, at least rumor has it, are haunted. They have bought the Lizzie Borden house in Fall River, Massachusetts, and I think they bought a hotel somewhere else. And you can lease it. If you want to stay there alone, it's going to cost you over $400 a night. If you are, you can have a group of, I think it's 6 or 8 that can stay. There are no beds to sleep in. You have to bring sleeping bags. There's no heat in the house. There's no electricity. There's no plumbing either, but there is a, it's kind of like a garage built behind the house that has toilet facilities and things like that. There's no cooking in the house or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. And you'll present all this information coming up this Saturday, beginning at 1. That'll be the at the Mulberry Center Church. We also bring some slides there, too, with you, Ed.
I had a little trouble hearing that.
Are you planning to bring some slides about to the home to the visitors?
Oh. Well, we'll have some visual material.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use any slides.
Okay.
But we've got a good number of photographs that have been collected over the years, and I understand there'll be a table available to display that kind of thing that I've picked up over the years. And then I was consulting with a film, Velisca, Living with a Mystery, which is, I think, still available. It was a documentary film about the murder.
Mm-hmm.
And they gathered a great deal of visual material for the film. And when I got to the book writing stage 10 years after the film was released, we've stayed in contact, and they furnished many photographs. So the book itself,
sure,
which will be there and will be for sale, we're giving a special price of $20.
All right, so again,
it normally sells for $25, but I've done this one other time in Webster City.
Okay,
back in 23, and so I know a little bit about the lay of the land and things
sure.
like that.
Yep. So again, come meet Dr. Ed Epperly from Decorah. He's appearing this coming Saturday at 1 at the Mulberry Center Church in Webster City. Talk about the unsolved Velisca Axe murders. I think you'll be in for some a treat in a way, if we can describe it that, about what happened long ago. And I think for the curious, you might learn something as well coming at this Saturday afternoon. Sounds good. Dr. Epperly, thanks for joining us this morning.
Sure. Glad to.